What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to start with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And I heard your comments about the Catholic Church in Germany going
yes.
astray. I live there. That's coming primarily out of Berlin, I guarantee. Berlin was the Sodom and Gomorrah of Europe in the 1920s.
Yeah, I remember.
30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing after this, but what I want to tell you is that what you see happening now in the Catholic Church, I didn't grow up in the Catholic Church. I grew up Episcopalian, the old old-fashioned Anglo-Catholic Episcopalian / Anglican Church. There was practically no difference between the two. But there's a theologian / religious historian named James Hickok from St. Louis University years ago who wrote a book on liturgy. And what he said, what he says in his book is that with Vatican II, the Catholic Church transformed its liturgy from what he called a vertical rite to a horizontal rite. So it became one that emphasized social connections rather than a transcendent connection between man and God.
Okay.
And that happened in the Episcopal Church too, because later on we abandoned the 1928 Book of Common Prayer in favor of the 1979 BCP, and that essentially adopted a horizontal rite. And that's what many of us just abandoned the Episcopal Church as well. And it's at that point when you see a lot of people becoming disgruntled with their churches, the Catholic Church and the Episcopal Church, and people moving on to other churches as well, because those churches became more concerned about social justice and social welfare than the things that, that kept the churches, made the churches what they were over a long period of time. Now, I'm a staunch scientist, and I grew up again Episcopalian, and I still quote from the 1928 Book of Common Prayer very affectionately, and et cetera. But it really bothered me to see a church like that abandon much of what made it what it was in the Catholic Church as well. And so what I see now in both of those churches with the obsession with homosexual rights and whatever else doesn't surprise me, because that's a direct result of what Hickok said was a transition from this vertical right to a horizontal right. Back then when they began to say sometime during the Catholic liturgy and then in the Episcopal liturgy after that, you turn to the neighbor, the guy next to you, and you grant him a sign of peace. That wasn't in the rubrics of the Mass. That was something that somebody just imposed. Anyway, so that's my comment here. The other thing I want to tell you was comment about was your comment about CO2 and plant growth.
Yes.
Yes, plant growth is directly related to CO2 in the atmosphere. And I'm not surprised to hear that plant growth has accelerated with the increase in CO2. And with that, you have increased production of oxygen and the stabilization of oxygen in the atmosphere. And that's something that should be a great concern to many of these people who are concerned about global welfare and life around the globe. We are now at 21% oxygen, small percent oxygen. And if they succeed in driving it down much below that, what will happen is that, and I've told you this before, you will stress systems of plant systems and animal systems around the globe, and you will see mass extinctions because of that. So they should be striving to make sure that we don't do things to drive down the production of oxygen by driving down CO2 in the atmosphere. Again, CO2 is plant food, and we need to have stable growth of plants, land plants, marine plants around the world, in order to make sure that life on Earth, as we know it, is sustained. And if we lose that CO2 and we lose it, and you get down to there's a point at, I guess, about 140 ppm atmospheric ppm. That's when you can no longer sustain oxygen production, because photosynthesis becomes
producing
life,
food.
Marine life as we know it.
You're not producing
That's
food
exactly,
plants.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so these idiots, these politicians like John Kerry running around talking about, you know, trying to eliminate the production of carbon. And, well, so you want to make sure that there's a real mass extinction around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get when you put people like John Kerry, people who have no background in science, people like Al Gore, who had one science course in his entire life in college.
And he just barely passed that one.
Yeah, he did. He barely passed that one. And he had this Ocasio-Cortez moron and others who are just they're reading things that they don't really understand. They don't understand science, period. They don't understand the scientific method. They don't understand chemistry. Atmospheric chemistry, gas chemistry, and they're out there before the public making pronouncements as though they know what they're talking about, and you have millions of people out there who have no background in science who are fooled by that, and so they think, well, he really sounds like he knows what he's talking about. We have to follow him. Fine, like lemmings over a cliff.
Good. Yes.
So if you follow John Kerry and that Warren Ocasio-Cortez, what's going to happen is that you're really going to trigger a mass extinction around the globe. I mean, a mass extinction, long term. Okay, I've said what I had to say. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks for the call. We're going to switch over to Joe in Nome, Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
That last caller. Why do you let people go on and lecture you like that, and you just sit there going, Listen.
Why? Because he's making sense.
Oh, no, his premise was wrong from the beginning, okay? Look, ocean acidification does not result from global warming. It is the other way around. The oceans get heated up and release their carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Russian ice cores have proved this, that the oceans heat up before the carbon dioxide. No, when you open.
Yeah, okay. But Al Gore had it reversed in his presentation, in his mockumentary, An Inconvenient Truth.
Well, so the whole point about planting trees and all this baloney is, look, the anthropogenic component, you can just throw it in the trash.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It has no effect. The Earth's climate is dictated by its orbit, you know.
Yes,
whatever.
I agree.
Okay. You heard about the latest from Iceland, a 1,000-foot-high geyser. Out of a new vent or what have you call it, tourism is off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Look, okay, well, how long does it take for that solar storm that NASA was predicting to get to Earth? About a week. Now, they put out a warning about it a week
yes.
before that new vent opened up. That just goes to show you.
I don't think they're linked. I don't think they're linked to each other. And, you know, I mean, there's the coronal mass ejection, and that's the first heads up that something is coming. And I think actually that the enhanced solar wind sort of came through here end of last week. It's already come and gone.
Well, listen, the magnetic field is all over, our magnetic field is all over the place right now.
Yes.
It's breaking up here and there. All these cosmic rays are bombarding our planet's core.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. But still, it's dictated by the sun. The sun was what was supposed to protect us from all those cosmic rays. But anyway, I had an interesting thought before I made this call. I was boiling my CO2 content here.
Okay.
But there a radioactive component of carbon? Because that's what we're going to end up with all this carbon coming out of the ocean acidification, along with Fukushima. What's the radioactive form of carbon? You can look there for your next...
Well, you know, there's carbon-12, and then there's carbon-14, and the difference between them is used as an aging measurement. And I don't know about any severely radioactive carbon isotopes.
Well, speaking of the carbon-14, with these cycles that we go through, wouldn't you think that they'd have to adjust all of those figures of carbon-14 for the variable amounts of carbon-14 that the Earth receives? It's not constant.
No, that's why they measure a ratio of the carbon-14 to the carbon-12. And that's it's from that that they get the age of the organic material being tested.
But if there's more carbon-14 being created during episodes like we have going right now, which is a fact, well, then that would throw the timing off. Forget about the ratios.
Well, that's not the way that I understand that it works. It's almost irrelevant how much carbon the sample starts out with. It's just over time, the ratio between those two isotopes is a constant.
No, okay. It wouldn't be. You got two different sources.
No, you don't. How could they become... The carbon is taken in, you know, by biological processes, and then over time it begins to split into the two different types of isotopes.
Okay, right now we got a total buildup of carbon. Forget about, you know, yeah, it's going to end up in your body. Sure.
Yes.
On this other thing with the Averill Haynes DNI.
Yeah.
she's been scrubbing her Brookings page. One of the things she scrubbed was her former association with Palantir, a major data mining operation.
Yes.
And she was making, well, there was a story out of the Independent I was reading about this, but there's other stuff too. Her Brookings page shows a picture of her, and it blew me away. It almost looked like Jodie Foster. But my sister doesn't want to blame all this stuff on women, so she thinks that the Averill is really a tranny. Anyway.
Well, you know, who knows here. Anyway, Joe, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. And Kelly and Austin called back in with a counter argument to what Joe was saying. So, Kelly, why don't you hop on in and let us know what you think?
Yeah, I will. Okay, I'm going to run my background in geochemistry. I have a doctorate in geochemistry. Your last caller is woefully misinformed about carbon chemistry and CO2. The one thing I've told you before, that CO2 is released from the oceans when the ocean's warm. I don't know where you got the idea that I might have informed you otherwise, but
yes.
I remember telling you, if you go back and you look at the data from the Vostok ice cores, and in the Greenland ice cores, that's exactly what you see. Warming of the oceans and then subsequent release of CO2 hundreds
of
years later.
Yeah, but Al Gore flipped that for his documentary to make it look like the CO2 happened first and then the warming happened.
Well, yes, he did, but we all know what Al Gore's background in science is. And so
yes.
I'm going to ignore Al Gore. He's not an expert in anything. About carbon-14. Carbon-14 is a naturally occurring radioactive isotope of carbon generated in the upper atmosphere from the splitting of a nitrogen-15 nucleus into a carbon-14 and into a deuterium. So what happens now is the way you get carbon-14 dating is you measure the carbon-14 in a sample, and you compare that with the global standard now called modern carbon, and what you get is a ratio of percent of modern carbon.
So you take a sample, for example, of bone or water or whatever else, and then you get a carbon-14 signature in that. And the signature in that, based upon the signature in a modern global standard, is called percent of modern carbon. And mm-hmm. the degree of deterioration over time is based upon the deterioration, or what you see, the decrease in a carbon-13, which is a stable isotope of carbon. And so when we attempt to measure the age of something, we do that based upon comparison of the carbon-13 and carbon-14 ratios. Yes. with modern carbon to come up with an estimated age of something. Now, there are a lot of things that can interfere with that, because in water systems in particular, the carbon system is really subject to changes because of rock water interaction, or in the case of something like bone, then you have other things that can affect that. But it's always compared with the measurement of modern carbon-14 activity in samples around the world. There's nothing mysterious about that. Nobody's trying to jack around with anything. It's well-established science. It goes back more than 70 years, and it's something that it's done millions of times around the world, and it's repeatable. Now, going back to the issue about CO2 in the ocean, again, I've told you before on more than one occasion that when the oceans warm up, you get the release of CO2. Where this guy comes from, claiming that I or anybody else might have said that, I have no idea. I've never said that, and I think he really needs to spend some time in a real science class before he starts claiming that somebody else doesn't really understand what he's talking about. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, thank you for waiting all this time, and what is on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Hey, listen, I found you on RBN. You know?
Yes.
On your radio? So I'm glad I got you back there. So anyway, I don't know if you heard today. I had another show early this morning, and evidently there's a letter out from retired military officers, mostly
yes.
Generals and admirals,
mm-hmm.
kind of similar to what the French did, a few weeks ago, the French officers, and then about, a bunch of other French officers, enlisted men, afterwards warned active duty. So far, these are retired officers, pretty much, warning this government, it's got to get its act together. It's not doing right. It's not doing right by the people. Not doing right for the Constitution or for this country.
Yes.
Now, I wonder, we're going to, like France, we're going to get active duty officers and soldiers, enlisted men also.
We very well might. And what's important about this letter that came on out, because we did talk about it earlier in the program, it also
good.
Casts doubt on the honesty of the November 2020 election,
right.
It calls into question Joe Biden's mental acuity.
Yes, you're right. I remember that part from the letter earlier, too. I didn't know you discussed it. I didn't know you knew
about
it.
Yeah, we did.
Because not hearing about it too much in any of the news. This, to me, is it's kind of a veiled warning. Get your act together or else. Now, I think that or else should have come into playing already. I think the military owes it as patriots. They're supposed to be patriots, supposed to want to defend this country from domestic and foreign enemies. But we've got domestic enemies that are taking hold of this country. And I think they should have already acted. I mean, the damage this scumbag is doing to, I'm talking about Biden and his cohorts are doing to this country is almost, almost beyond
repair. Okay, Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support so that we can go on doing what we've been doing all these years, which is keeping the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And a reminder that if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So send along your t-shirt size and a return address. I understand we're running short on those t-shirts, so if you want one, you better move quickly on that. And if you send in a donation of $115 or more, you will get both the cup and the t-shirt. And don't forget the Front Sight Firearms deal, because that is a really, really sweet deal. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and you were talking about his fraudulency, Joe Biden.
Yeah, what's happening now with these pipelines, I don't believe for a minute this is a Russian or any other kind of a hack. from the outside. I think this is
no, this is just more, Russia bashing any excuse they can do. Yeah.
The false flag. The CIA or somebody related to the CIA, contractors related to the CIA, hackers, did this to us. And this is terrible. I mean, this is causing people a lot of hardship.
Yes.
I saw the line backed up. They must have been for like a half a mile. All right. Fortunately, I was smart enough to fill up my car yesterday. So it's terrible. It's disgusting, Mike. They can't keep on getting away with this. The military needs to take action. The only way, the quickest way to relieve this country of this burden now would be for the military it could probably avoid a civil war. It would, would be able to, especially announces that, let's say gave us 6 months to have another election. And then I'm not even talking about putting Trump back in. I blame Trump for a lot of the problems we have. He didn't do anything.
He was a disappointment as the president. I'm not going to argue with you about that.
And this whole COVID stuff is pretty much, he went along with the lockdown. He went along with the emergency provision. He didn't even lift it, right up to the last minute. He kept it in place. He kept Fauci, a man who needs to go to Gitmo to be waterboarded. Now we know that Fauci was being... I didn't know whether it was a biological weapon or not, but now more and more I'm realizing this was a biological weapon of some kind. And I don't necessarily think China was behind it as much as the Fauci and his cohorts, who actually the germ started out in the University of North Carolina, of all places, and somehow mm-hmm. made its way to Wuhan, China. So, I mean, it's the Wuhan lab. So there's something suspicious about that, obviously. And Trump kept this clown in there all this time. He had a guy like, what was the other guy's name? Samson, I think his last name was. He was good, and Trump just pretty much ignored what he had to say and let Fauci keep running the show. And then the vaccine. He's got to go down as the father of the vaccine now. He's the one who pushed it. He brags about it. He still brags about it.
Yeah.
I don't want him back in there. We need to have a new election. There should be like a coalition government managing it for 6 months, or the military itself managing it. And then we'll see. We'll see who runs and who could win. I wouldn't mind General Flynn in there as president. I wouldn't mind a guy like Colonel West or Rick DeSantis or even Tulsi Gabbard. But this is...
Tulsi Gabbard is doing surprisingly well out in California. They're saying that she has a shot at the governorship.
I didn't know she's running.
Well, neither did I, but that was on the One American News Network this morning.
Wow. I didn't even... Is she a California resident now? Did she move to California?
I guess she must have, yes.
Because as far as I know, you'd have to be a resident of the state to run for
well, certainly
governor.
It's going to help, apparently she's doing very well in the polls.
That would be great. That would be great. Yep. I'd certainly take her over. Well, I'd take her over Newsom. I'd take her over Bruce Jenner, too. I'd only go for Jenner over Newsom because Newsom is so terrible.
But yes.
In reality, I mean, come on. You don't want a guy like Jenner there, dressed up like a woman or all that. That's just not a good representative for a governor. I don't care if he does it in his own, it's his business. But I need to be the governor.
Okay, well, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are loaded up right now, so let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello? Yeah,
yes,
Mike, can you hear me?
The air. You're on the air.
Yeah, good interview, Mike. Wow. Before I want to ask you a question about bars before you let me go, Mike. But a couple calls back, you know, there's guys were talking about carbon. That's what they make diamonds out of, isn't it? Carbon's made out of diamonds.
Yes, crystallized carbon.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Maybe you'll all turn into diamonds. Who knows? But anyway, listen, Mike. Here's what I want to talk about. Jody Foster, Lesbo Cheney got booted out today. Okay,
yes.
And now she's going to be a witch, and she's going after Trump and Trump supporters. Liz Cheney and her crazy father. She couldn't aim right with the gun. Shot his buddy hunting. Okay, but this guy, Lesbo Cheney, is going after the Republican conservative output of the party.
Yes.
And basically, according to Breitbart, she's only got 22% of the vote if she runs again in Wyoming. She's only got 22% of the support. So she's going to get wiped out in the next election.
Yes.
I think Mitt Romney's going to get wiped out because he's a bumbling buffoon, too, like Biden. But you know, Mike, all these rhinos—they have to got—they have to be—they have to be extricated out of the party.
Yes.
They get extracted, excuse me. They need to be extracted out of this party. We don't need no more rhinos. Got to get rid of all these filthy rhinos. And so the guy that called the last caller, you have a United States senator named Rand Paul calling Fauci a filthy liar. Rand
yes.
Paul today is all over the news saying that Fauci's a liar. He's a filthy liar. He's lying about this and that. So you got a United States senator saying this. What kind of weight does that carry, Mike? What kind of weight does it carry when the Republicans are ousted Cheney out of there, the lesbo out of power? I mean, I think people are waking up, and maybe a lot of people are starting to listen to your show. Maybe these trolls are freaking out because, you know what, Mike? In the end, we're going to win this thing. And, you know, you're talking about Andrew Jackson, Mike.
Yes.
You know, the course of history would have been really changed. And even, you listen to this, William Tecumseh Sherman would have pussied out on the battlefield if you'd have came up against Jackson. He even said it. If you look at the archives, archival papers of Sherman, William Tecumseh Sherman said the best general on the battlefield was Jackson. And if he would have met
yes.
them, if they would have met on the battlefield, I believe that the South would have pulled it out. Of course, that was God's intervention, so that didn't happen. We never got to see that battle between the North and the South with those two, with even Ulysses S. Grant against Jackson. We didn't get to see that battle. Unfortunately, that didn't happen for the South. So they lost. But I believe if Jackson would have been on that battlefield as leading his troops, it would have been a whole different historical event. I don't honestly believe that. Even Tecumseh Sherman said that. So that was out of General William Tecumseh Sherman. I don't think he would have ran down to land and started burning down the South. Jackson would have survived. However, Mike, that was history, and that's just the way it is. Here's what I want to go back to now, Mike, too. We have a little thing going on here at South Florida about immigration, Mike. It's been in Miami Herald. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about it. Well, these illegals from Venezuela that are coming through Texas, guess where they're heading to, Mike? They're heading right here to South Florida, Mike. And people are saying, what is going on? And yeah, Mike, they're coming through the Texas border. They already got like 500 of them. And a lot of them are trying to get into the Florida. Ron DeSantis knows this, the governor.
Yes.
So I think he's trying to stop it right there at the seal it off right on I-10 there, going into, you know, Tallahassee. Of course, he's up, you know, I-10 goes right through Tallahassee. So DeSantis, the governor, and the leadership in Florida knows that these Venezuelans are sneaking into Texas and they're trying to be bussed over here. And if Biden's going to allow that to happen, DeSantis is saying, no, 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 you're not bringing them here. They came here illegally. No coming here. And another thing, Mike. This lady who's going to take over for Cheney, Stefanik.
Yes.
I want everybody on your show to call her like I did, and I want them to bring up Title VIII, Mike. Title VIII has got to be addressed right now with every one of you Republicans and these dirty Democrats, these mayors, these commissioners, these governors. I want Title VIII brought out. I want every one of your callers and to start slamming these Congress people. You're going to start enforcing the Title VIII of the Constitution. Right, Mike?
Well, Title VIII is part of the U.S. Code. It's not technically part of the Constitution. But, yes, you're right. Title VIII should have been enforced all along.
Yes, and I want it enforced, Mike. And that's what this new Republican Party better start thinking about right this minute. Oh, and by the way, Mike, we are having gas lines because of the problem they had with the hacking. So there's a bunch of gas lines here in South Florida. I couldn't believe all these cars lined up for blocks. It's unbelievable. It's unreal what's going on now all of a sudden. And wait till the price goes up to $5-6 or and something goes, oh, by the way, Mike, Israel, all these schmucks that voted for Biden, they shot off 700 rockets in Israel to the Palestinians, according to what the news network is saying. All these rockets are landing in the Israel. Okay, whatever. Anyway, now, Mike, here's what I'm going to ask you about Mars in a second. But another thing I want to bring up, too, Mike, right now, McCarthy has a great shot now, according to all these, even CNN's even saying Democrats could lose the House. In a year and a half,
Yes.
What is bumbling Biden going to do once that House is going back in Republican control? That bumbling buffoon is going to resign sooner than you think. And that Kamala Harris is going to take over, Mike. She's going to take over. And that's what this whole thing's about. And Zog is running the whole show. This is a Zog show. And, Mike, also, it's being reported that Bill Gates was on the Lolita Express with Epstein, and that's why his wife left him. And he was having all these parties. He likes to watch young girls in bathing suits and bikinis and stuff. Okay, well, that's cool, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, I like certainly watching from afar, but, Claire's not going to divorce me because of that.
Well, who knows? Well, that's what I'm saying, Mike. I think Gates was doing something more than just watching, okay? That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Well, look at Prince Andrew in England. Come on, what was he up to? That,
yeah.
But anyway, Mike, okay, now getting back to the last couple of these guys were talking about carbon and all this. I want to ask you something about Mars, Mike. What are your opinion? I know you're better than all. And there's a 3,000-mile trench on Mars. What's the name of that trench, Mike?
Valley Marineris.
Yes, exactly how I saw it, right. I can't remember the name. Now, they were talking, if they could drop in carbon monoxide machines down in the basin, and I believe that thing's, what, 4 miles deep, Mike?
Yeah, something like that. It's a big crack. I mean, it makes the Grand Canyon, look kind of
like
tiny.
It looks like a pimple. No, the Grand Canyon, they say, compared to this thing, looks like a pimple. So this thing's over 3,000 miles long. And they had this guy on that said if they were to drop like 150 of these machines they have, I guess NASA's working on them, they could actually make carbon monoxide go up into the atmosphere of Mars and make it start raining. So if they would flood that canyon for 3,000 miles and there's moisture in there, there's life all over Mars, Mike. I mean, I think the life would be peeling.
Well, I don't think you're talking about carbon monoxide, which is highly toxic. They're maybe talking about carbon dioxide. I mean, there's already a lot of carbon dioxide on Mars. Those polar caps are mostly dry ice. And what you see around the landers and the Viking 1 that looks like snow is a mixture of water and dry ice. But I think the idea is if they could thicken up the atmosphere, that, yes, they could start a humidity cycle going. They are convinced now that there is a considerable amount of water on Mars, but it's below ground level.
Yeah. They were saying they could seed it. They would be able to seed it, Mike. Mike, that canyon is interesting also in the fact that how come they don't talk about NASA landing like a rover or the vehicle, what's it like, in a mile or 2 miles from that crater, so they could actually go over to the crater and measure, to actually what's going on in there, get real good photographs or something. Because I honestly believe, and I heard this a couple of years back, they're growing like in labs or whatever, Mike, algae, like an algae that makes oxygen.
Yes.
There's an algae that's so powerful. Yeah, but I believe the Israelis are working on that, where the algae from the, that makes, like you got a couple calls back, way back, talking about oxygen. Well, I believe if you have this right algae and you were to seed that whole canyon maybe for 3,000 miles, you might be having some more pure oxygen on Mars better than here.
Well, the problem is you are going to have enough water to support the algae and, enough material for it to feed on, to get that cycle going. Even all the way back during the Viking mission, we were talking about, let's plump a spacecraft right down to the bottom of that canyon system, because you're going to have a much thicker atmosphere. You're more likely to find water. You're more likely to find life. But the thought is it's too dangerous down there, that the bottom of the canyon is too rough and rocky, and they would have to have something that could fly down there and reconnoiter for a safe place to land, which is certainly within the technology today. Hello? Okay, I guess we lost Tom. So let's switch over to Kelly. We already did Kelly. Let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello? There we are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, I think Mark talked about it earlier, about the military intervening in politics. And,
yes.
I talked about something earlier in the week about nobody being allowed, the executive order that Biden had about Russia, where you can't advocate for them, even in a newspaper, for instance. Certainly within the military, whatever. Which means that we're on a collision path for war.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a contrary position to that. in order to make that fly, they have to purge the officer corps, and they're purging it. And I would tell you that the one institution, we have the CIA that has a director that's a chosen person. Our whole government is just permeated with them. But we still had a military that the rank and file and the majority of the officer corps throughout the services were basically white. And now we have this gentleman named Bishop Garrison,
yeah,
who is a black woke guy who is on a woke witch hunt. And his charter is to expose and expel all the MAGA and anybody who might have a political opinion dissenting from Joe Biden and the Democrats, and frankly, from the Jews as well.
Yes.
It will be. It's the last institution that will not be basically controlled by us that has real import. And we're going to be losing that to this like a woke commissar, like the Soviet Union had during the Second World War. And
yeah,
that's what's going on. Of course, the hell with the defense of the country. Mm-hmm. The hell with the people who've invested their careers and lives and have done nothing wrong, except have what until recently was a completely acceptable political opinion. But all that is gone, and
yeah,
that's my comment today. But it's gone. No longer will be able to be militarily effective. But that's the way it's going to be. And we're talking about a civil war. Well, you know, we won't win anything. We want to win a war, a civil war.
No, everybody loses in these things here. And, you know, I know the idea of a military takeover is scary. But on the other hand, all of the military people I have ever known are strict constitutionalists. So I'm not 100% opposed to the idea. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch to Layla in Canada. And Layla, hello, welcome to the show, and welcome to RBN. Before you get into your call, would you share with our listeners exactly when they can tune into your new program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network?
Thank you, Michael. Yes, John Stadmiller has very graciously allowed me to try out a show. It'll start on Sunday night. 9 Central, thanks to Steve Elkins, who's been so generous with his intelligence and his generosity with his talent. I've arrived at one title for the show that he recommended, among others, and that is A Call to Patriots. So that'll be Sunday night is the first one. It'll start off very badly. I don't have the equipment I need, but
okay.
We just wanted to get started ASAP. Thank you for that opportunity. And also, I'd like to thank Kelly for his phone calls. I find him extremely informative, and I think it's unfair to describe him as lecturing because he's very respectful in the way he talks to you.
Yes.
And on the subject of Israel, let's remember that Israel is in the midst of its fifth election in 2 years. This eruption of violence could be a distraction, but the other side also has to recognize its limitations and to constantly incite or respond to incitements by Israel, whoever is doing it, endangers the world in general. And let's not blame the Jews who are amongst us, who are civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not let one more issue add to the toxic hostilities that already have dampened the spirit of America. So, again, thank you. Thank you, John Stadmiller. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Michael Rivero. You're the role model I'm going to have in mind that I will try desperately to emulate. I didn't appreciate how difficult your task is until I put myself in a position of just trying to plan a one-hour show. So thank you to all, and I'm so privileged. I feel privileged to be invited into the RBM community. I'll let you go. Hopefully there are other callers who can talk now.
Well, there are other callers, and again, welcome aboard and good luck. And that's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, all right. We're going to switch over to Joe in Nome. He called back in, and apparently he has a comment for Kelly. Joe, take it away.
Ouch, my balls. No, hey, yeah, Kelly in Austin, I'm running on a generator up here, and I stepped out for a minute to turn the generator off. You know, it makes a lot of noise. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay. Joe, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. Keep the generator running, and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Nome, who called back on in, and I guess you have a comment about Kelly?
Well, yeah, I wanted to apologize. Like I said, I wanted to turn off the generator, and so I missed a lot of what he was saying. But apparently we're pretty much in agreement. And Talela, congratulations. I'm glad to hear it. I'll be sure to tune in. And at the Tom, we can't even control our own climate. What makes you think we're going to be able to do much about Mars? But yeah, the Valley Marineris, I was looking at that 25, 30 years ago and wondering. And furthermore, as far as ASAP Hall goes, do you know that Jonathan Swift predicted that Mars had two satellites 50 years before ASAP Hall ever discovered them? He even supposedly...
The moons of Barsoom.
No, they didn't talk about Barsoom and Gulliver's Travels.
Okay.
The Lilliputians supposedly told Gulliver. Now, whoever Jonathan Swift was, I haven't the faintest idea. We're still thinking maybe William Shakespeare was actually, what's his name, Bacon? Sir.
Yes.
The point is, my point is, to Kelly and Austin, is that there's nothing anybody can do about the carbon. There's nothing anybody, because it isn't controlled. And making us pay for it is even more ridiculous.
I agree with you on that last part, certainly. Listen, Joe. Joe, I'm going to try and squeeze one more phone call in here before the end of the show, so thank you very much. And we're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. We're short on time, but what's on your mind?
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
I was just thinking some things through, and one thing that I thought was interesting was that if things get really bad, some counties might seal off roads into their counties, completely isolate as a county, mm-hmm. and just try to self-sustain. Because I think people are going to think, who are the bad guys? The big corporations, they're the bad guys. The Wawas, and I just hate to pick on Wawa, but I just got gas at Wawa. And what I'm saying is we have to figure out how to live our lives without all these big corporations.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. Great show.
Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go, and we are just about out of time. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's going to have Roger Landry on the program with him tonight. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. And have a good evening. Aloha, America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.